topic too.
Okay, tonight we're going to talk about nutrition and weight control, which are two very, very broad topics. So we're just going to talk very generally about each first. And then I'll leave some time at the end that you can ask questions if you'd like. And if you have anything along the way, be sure to ask. First of all, we're going to talk about nutrition. A few definitions, the six nutrients, and then the basic four food groups. And then in weight control, we'll talk about energy balance, how to determine your ideal body weight, and a calorie level that's good for you. And then also aspects of weight loss, mental and physical, which includes diet and exercise. And then just maybe a little bit about fad diets, if we have time. Okay. First of all, I've got just a couple questions, and I just want to hear your answers to them. Does anyone know the basic four food groups? What are they?
Meat,
vegetarians,
fruit,
milk,
fruit and vegetables is one.
Dairy,
milk, meat.
Dairy,
meat.
Yeah, your breads and cereals. Right, that's the basic four, and a lot of just basic good nutrition is based on that, and we'll talk about that a little later. Okay, true or false? Vitamins provide energy.
False.
False. They, vitamins do not provide energy.
Sugar provides energy.
Right? That's true also. Okay, there's a chemical in grapefruit that dissolves fat.
Really?
True or false?
Oh.
I'll tell you anything, huh? Is that true or false? Is there a chemical in grapefruit?
True.
False.
False.
False. There is not. Nothing
people
special
actually
about
think
grapefruit.
That?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why kids
go
as
many times.
That's
okay.
Kitty.
True or false? When on a weight reduction diet, it's good to lose 3 or more pounds per week because it encourages motivation.
False.
True or false? False? You think 3 pounds a week is that a good number of pounds to lose per week?
True.
3 per week?
True.
That's false. 1 to 2 pounds per week is safe.
Yeah, I think that's
3 is better though.
3 is too much.
Yeah,
it's too much.
Much.
Okay, we'll talk about that later too. Okay, carbohydrates are fattening. True or false?
False.
Okay, this is kind of a yes and no question. Too much of anything can be fattening.
Right.
There's nothing special about carbohydrates that's going to be fattening. Okay, if you eat too much of them, they can. Also, too much. If you eat too much vegetables, if you eat too much fruit, too much of anything, you can overdo it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If one vitamin pill a day is good for you, then taking 3 vitamins a day will be 3 times as good.
False.
Right, that's false. And we'll talk about that later too. Natural vitamins are better for you than synthetic. And by natural, I mean like the vitamin C you might get in orange compared to going to the store and buying a bottle of vitamin C tablets. Is the vitamin C in fruit better than the vitamin C in a pill?
Just to get nutritional value out of the natural.
Well, we're talking just about
just
the vitamin. The value of the vitamin.
False.
Right. Natural vitamins, synthetic, your body doesn't know the difference. So either one. Okay, good. Now, basic nutrition. I guess I want to start out by saying that there are things that your body does for you even though we don't treat it right all the time. You know, a lot of times we don't get enough sleep. Anything you eat, tobacco, drugs, anything, even too much exercise, injuring your body. Your body can take a lot before it'll kick back and say, I need more sleep, you know, I need better food, I'm not feeling well. So the least we can do for our bodies is give it the fuel it needs in the right amounts. That's the least you can do for your body. Your body is pretty tolerant of what you do to it. And we're going to talk about how to get that. Okay, a nutrient, I'm sure you've heard of it before, but what is it? It's a substance found in food that's needed by the body for growth, to maintain, or to repair. Okay, a diet. When I say diet, what do you think of?
Losing weight.
Losing weight, that's common. And do you think of anything
what
else?
You eat?
Getting skinny.
Getting skinny?
What you eat is your diet.
Right. Okay. A diet is not just losing weight. A diet is anything you eat. Okay. One type of a diet would be weight reduction, losing weight. But there's also people on who watch their sugar, watch their salt. Even if you're not watching what you eat, you're still on a diet. It's anything you eat.
People who are vegan, working on diets.
Right, that's right. Okay, a calorie is what the term we use to describe heat, the energy produced. If a food is high in calories, it'll produce a lot of energy or a lot of heat. That's a calorie. Energy is the ability to do work, the capacity to do work. Metabolism is all the chemical reactions that go on in your body, everything. Okay, and basal metabolism is everything that goes on that just keeps your body alive while you're at rest. Your breathing, you know, your heartbeat, your lungs, that kind of thing. Things you don't have to think about. Okay, this doesn't include exercise. That's above basal metabolism. And a balanced diet is when each nutrient is provided in the amounts and the quantities in relation to other nutrients. So you're not going to have all vitamins one day. You're not going to have all carbohydrates the next. You want to balance some of each every day. Okay, there are 6 nutrients, and I'll tell you what they are. One is carbohydrates. Carbohydrates, protein, fat, vitamins, minerals, and water. Those 6. And these 3, carbohydrates, proteins, and fat, are the energy nutrients. They provide energy. These 3 don't. But they're also needed. Okay, carbohydrates, I'm going to tell you how much energy they provide. It's not a term you have to remember, but it helps you get it in relation to each other. Carbohydrates provide 4 calories per gram. Proteins also provide 4 per gram. Fats provide 9 calories per gram. So they're a concentrated source of energy. Now, carbohydrates is what the body prefers for fuel. It's the best source of energy. It uses that the most easily. And foods that contain carbohydrates are like your starches and the sugars, okay, and also milk and fruits and vegetables also provide carbohydrates.
I didn't realize that milk was a carbohydrate.
Well, it provides, it's not a high source of carbohydrate, but it has lactose, which is a sugar.
Oh.
And carbohydrates are composed of starches, sugars, and also fiber. And starches would be like the fruits and vegetables and the bread. Sugars would be like table sugar, or the sugar in milk, the sugar in fruit, maple syrup, honey, all those are sugars. And then fiber is the carbohydrate that your body cannot digest. Like if you took the strings off of the celery, that's like bulk, roughage, fiber. Or if you took a kernel of wheat, the coating or the bran, the shell on the wheat, like when you see that in whole wheat bread, that's the fiber. Your body can't digest that. But it's needed for bulk. It helps your intestines work. It keeps them moving. Okay. Fats or lipids provide 9 calories per gram. And they have a number of functions in the body. They can provide energy. They help insulate the body. Like you have a little coating of fat or a lot of coating of fat on your body. Which to some extent is needed. If we didn't have that, it'd be pretty cold in the winter, especially in Minnesota if you didn't have any fat. Also, they protect around your organs, like in your abdomen, around your heart, your liver, your kidney. They all need a coating of fat around them for protection. And also, in food, it's used for flavor. Like when something's really rich, it's usually pretty high in fat. It's also pretty high in calories. And it's also used for transportation. There's some things in your body that need to be carried by water, which would be like your blood, and other things can be dissolved in fat. And water and fat don't dissolve together, so you need fat to help carry nutrients in that way. Sources would be like margarine and butter and oils and salad dressings, or like your cream sauces. And also in meat, it would be like when you see like the coating of fat around the edge of your meat, or the white specks in your meat, that's called marbling. and that's fat. Also in milk, whole milk contains fat, where skim milk doesn't. Okay, if you compare a glass of skim milk to a glass of whole milk would have 2 pats of butter in it compared to skim. So if you took skim milk and just dumped 2 pats of butter, that would be compared to whole.
Mm.
So that's what you're adding.
Gallon?
Per 1 cup. One glass. Right. And 2% is halfway in between. You'd add 1 pat of butter and then you'd have 2% milk. So if you're cutting from whole to skim, you're losing, you know, quite a few calories. Protein is 4.
When they say 2%, they mean butter fat, don't they? That's 2% of butter fat.
Right. The fat, or the cream layer, you know, that you take off. Right. Protein is 4 calories per gram, like carbohydrate, and protein contains nitrogen. And that's what makes it different from carbohydrates and fats. And protein is used for growth, maintenance, and repair. Like your muscles are made of protein. Every cell in your body has some protein in it. So you need protein. Sources would be like your meat, fish, poultry, and eggs. And they're high quality protein. You can get protein from plants, but they're a lower quality and you have to combine them in the right ways in order to meet your total need for protein. But it can be done. There's a lot of vegetarians, you know, and it's possible to meet your needs for protein in the right combination. Vitamins do not provide energy, but they do help your body use energy, produce energy. They regulate all the processes, the chemical reactions that go on in your body. Okay, and there's 2 kinds, a fat soluble and a water soluble. And the fat soluble are vitamins A, D, E, and K. Okay. And the water soluble are the B vitamins and vitamin C. And just right here, I'm just gonna plug in something about like vitamin supplements, like your vitamin pills. If you are a healthy person, if your doctor has not diagnosed you with some other disease or something wrong with you, you should be able to meet your needs for vitamins through the foods you eat. And fruits and vegetables are the sources that contain, there are good sources of vitamins. Also, milk contains some, and like breads and cereals are enriched, they have vitamins added to them. And also meat does contain some. But if you're a normal, healthy person, you should be able to meet your need for vitamins just by eating a balanced diet. Now, if you take like a vitamin pill that provides an excess amount of, say, vitamin C, okay, your body does not store up the extra amount of vitamin C. You'll get rid of it through going to the bathroom, sweating, and just like through your lungs. You know, you'll rid that. So I guess in a way, it's a waste to use vitamins when you're gonna get, your body can only take 100% of its need from what you're giving it, and the rest will be lost. Okay, but it's different when you have the fat-soluble kind, A, D, E, and K. Your body needs, you know, X amount of those. Okay, and if your pill or what you're taking provides, say, 500% of your need, your body stores that extra amount. Okay, and if you're taking 500% of your need every day, there's the extra 400% that's not being used, that's not needed by the body, and that stays in your body, it's stored. If you do that every day for, say, a year, 2 years, or a lifetime, it's like toxic, it's like poison to your body because it's being stored. And what happens is that if you don't have enough vitamins, you have certain symptoms like vitamin A, you might notice something with your eyes, your skin, things like that. The same thing happens when you have too much. It affects the same part of your body. So that's just kind of a word on like vitamin pills. Your doctor should be the only one to prescribe like vitamins for you. Otherwise,
what about this? What Linus Pauling, for instance, have you heard
what
of?
What is
him?
This?
Linus Pauling.
Oh,
yeah.
The vitamin C.
Yeah, that's he claims that it in many cases it will cure cancer or prevent it.
Mm-hmm.
And by, and then he, of course he also, when he says when you get sick, wait, he takes tremendous
doses of
vitamin C.
There are, vitamin C in itself, like cholesterol, is kind of a controversy where a lot has not been proven. You know, a lot of MDs you know, have done some experiments that made on animals or maybe even people where someone has been cured or something like that. There is no proof that vitamin C will cure cancer or can even be treated. And same like with the common cold. And the reason for a lot of this is that you can't take a group of humans and treat them with one thing and then let the other ones just go. You know, and some things would have to be, experiments would have to be taking place over so many years, you know, that we wouldn't know the results for a long time. And human beings can't be used as guinea pigs either, you know, for a lot of things. You know, that I have heard that also. But I've also heard that there are, they're coming out now where, with the water-soluble vitamins, that you can also get toxic amounts of those, you know, where you do excrete them, but there are negative effects. So where it may have a role in the treatment of cancer, but in the same part, you know, you can OD on it also. So I don't know, you know, if it's true or not, but nutrition gets played around a lot with curing things and, you know, having special abilities to do things that, you know, aren't always justified. So a lot of what you hear may not be.
There's also a lot of talk that meat has a great tendency to cause arthritis in people who have a tendency to have arthritis.
Uh-huh. I haven't heard that.
I knew a guy whose wife had arthritis, and she, at least the symptoms became less by her reducing her intake of meat.
There isn't a specific diet that is prescribed for someone with arthritis. Whereas, like, if you're diabetic, it's a medical fact that you can't handle sugar. You know, so diabetics don't eat sugar. There is no special diet for arthritis. No, nothing special. And I guess for things that you hear like that, the first thing I would ask, you know, if you hear of something is, you know, where did you hear that? Who told you that? And second, where did that person get the information from? Did you read it from a medical journal? You know, is this person qualified to make that statement? But I don't think there is anything as far as arthritis. Another big part, too, as far as the treatment of a lot of things is up here, is mental. If you really believe, you know, that if I don't eat meat or if I eat more meat or whatever it is, if this is going to cure my disease, a lot of times it can play a part. Maybe not necessarily cure it, but your mind has a lot of control. Okay. Minerals is number 5. That also, like vitamins, you can get too much, you know, if you have it in, say, pills. But minerals are non-living elements that are needed in small amounts by the body, such as calcium for your bones and teeth. Iron carries oxygen in your blood. Potassium, iron, sodium for fluid balance. And last but not least is water, which some say is the most important nutrient. Most of your body is made up of water, and it's used for transportation and for temperature control. It's a solvent where many things are dissolved in it, like your blood carries many, many, many things. And also, the chemical reactions in your body take place in the water. Okay, the basic four. Has everyone heard of the basic four? You guys have? No? No? Basic four food groups. Sounds familiar? Okay.
Well, I've probably heard of it, but
we'll put them up and then we'll see how much we should have. The basic four is a general guide that can be used for healthy persons, unless you have a special need that your doctor has said eat more or less of something else. Or okay, the meat group and the milk, and we'll say the grain and the fruit and vegetable. Okay, for adults, meat should have 2 servings per day.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And that would be like 2 to 3 ounces, would be a portion size. Okay. This provides protein and some vitamins and also iron. Okay, the milk group,
Two servings?
For adults, even. Even adults need milk.
2 cups per day. If you were drinking fluid milk, it one serving size would be 1 cup. Okay. The grain group, you need 4.
And if you were going to eat bread, that would be like 4 slices.
And the fruit and vegetable group is also 4 servings.
And this would be like a half a cup of cooked or raw, or like a half a cup of juice. Now, if you eat this many servings of these 4 foods, this will be an adequate diet in the nutrients. You may need more calories, so the thing to do there would be to increase your servings from these 4 groups.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is about 1,200 calories if you eat this number of servings from the 4 groups. Yeah. Now, to increase your calories, you can have like more from these 4 groups, or there's a 5th group that we call the others. And these are kind of the bad guys that don't fit in anywhere else. Okay, these would be like all your desserts, the sugars, and I'll put fats under here too. Fats in themselves are not bad. You do need some fat, like margarine, butter, and oils per day. But they're a high source of calories, and it's easy to get too much of them, and they can add a lot of calories, which adds to extra weight. Okay. So if you get this amount per day, every day, then you should have an adequate balanced diet.
It's for an adult?
For an adult, right. Like you guys would need, I think, like 1 more cup of milk, probably 3 cups of milk.
Well, for adults, how many calories should we have?
Well, that is very, very individual. And we'll try to go into that in a couple of minutes. It's hard.
It depends on your size.
Oh, yeah.
It depends on your weight, size, and everything.
How active you are. Right. How much you want to weigh. If you want to
what else is there that, that you could take to give you calcium besides milk?
Milk and milk products.
Cheese.
Like the cheese, right, yogurt.
Sour cream.
It'd be really tough to get enough calcium in sour cream. It's pretty much just fat. Also, calcium is found in bones. So if you like sardines, they have the bones in them. And also some green leafy vegetables like spinach does contain some calcium. Right.
We knew some people and well, we just met them before we came up here. She had broken her ankle mm-hmm. by just stepping in or out of her corset, I guess, or whatever. And the reason why, and this is the second time that she had broken something, but she had broken the other ankle several months before.
Uh-huh.
And evidently she had a deficiency in calcium. And she was supposed to drink milk, but she didn't, and so she wound up breaking the other ankle.
Uh-huh. Well,
so here she was, you know, they lived in Portland and they would come down to visit their son in
uh-huh.
Chico and were going to go on down to San Diego to visit one of their daughters and she got stuck in Chico.
Two broken ankles.
Well, she had the other one had healed,
uh-huh.
but not completely, but she was able to walk on it, but the
uh-huh.
other one broke and then she was where she was.
If you can't, you know, if you're allergic to milk, then it's a little bit tougher to get the calcium. If you just don't like milk, there are ways you can put milk in other foods. Like, you can make a lot of soups, add it to maybe a gravy, puddings. Just cook with milk. You know, add it to other foods so you don't really know you're getting it, maybe can't taste it. What happens when you don't get enough calcium, like in the food that you eat, your bones are your body's storage of calcium. And your bones need the calcium, but your blood also does. And your blood kind of gets first pick at the calcium. So if there isn't enough in the blood, it'll draw from the bones. So your bones get depleted, the bones get soft, and they get brittle, and they'll break easier. And that's kind of what happens to, in older people, you know, if they get a little shorter, they're maybe not drinking enough milk, and they're not, their bodies have changed somewhat, their metabolism has changed. And because the calcium is drawn from the spine, you know, it'll compress. so you get a little bit shorter.
You mean if you actually drank enough milk, you wouldn't get shorter, don't you?
That's another thing that's not proven. Yeah. Okay, that's kind of the calcium and vitamin C, it's all up in the air.
Yeah.
No, that isn't proven either, but we do know that even adults need 2 cups of milk a day. And it's kind of like if you know there could be a chance that you can prevent that by drinking milk, kind of like, why not?
You got 2 servings, 1 cup. That's
a total of 2 cups. 2 servings, 1 cup each of fluid
see.
Milk.
Okay.
Right, so a total of 2 cups. four slices of bread.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The trick to meeting your body's needs is the variety. You know, as you can see here, you need some from each group, not just an overload. I'm going to drink milk today. I'm going to drink, have my fruit tomorrow. You know, that doesn't work. You have to have a variety during the day, each day. Okay, let's talk a little bit about weight control. The things that go on in your body themselves, your body is a very complicated thing that nobody understands. Okay, but for us people who don't, we people who don't know, it helps to think of it as a much simpler process. When you think of food, put it in your mouth, chew it, goes down your throat, into your stomach, and your stomach mashes it up and makes it about the consistency of a malt, puts it into the intestines, and your intestines will absorb all the nutrients out of it that it needs. Okay? And it goes into the blood, and it goes all around your body, and all the cells in your body will pull out of the blood what it needs or what it wants. So everything you eat goes through that same process. You know? And there's nothing magical about certain foods, like we talked about the grapefruit. You know? Everything you eat goes through the same track. The same to think about with weight control.
Should we change colors?
Sure. You're talking about variety.
Just don't use that light blue or green or whatever to show up.
How about the red?
Black.
We'll use some of both. Okay, weight control is a balance of input and output. It's very simple. Input is the food, the drink. We'll just put here cal for calories. Calories in. Input and output. Okay. Output is the calories burned. And I'll put here, think of it maybe like your exercise. But it also includes like your basal metabolism, what your body does that you're not aware of, the heartbeat, the breathing, those kind of things. So I'll put BMI. Okay. If your input equals your output, if you take in as many calories as you burn up, you'll maintain your weight. Okay. Makes good sense. Now, if your input, or what you take in, is greater than your output, your weight is going to go up.
Yeah, that makes sense too.
Okay, and the other way around, if your input is less, your weight will go down. Okay, it's just that simple. So, which leads us to 3 choices of how to lose weight. 1 is to decrease the food you eat, take in less calories. 2 is to increase your exercise, so you burn more. Or 3 is a combination of the both, which is the most effective, the quickest, and the best for your body. Okay, because your goal is to lose the body fat, not the protein. And by number 3 method, by decreasing the food and increasing the exercise, that encourages burning your fat for energy instead of the muscle, because you're building muscles, you know, when you exercise, so you're not using the muscles for energy. Okay. And we said recommended weight loss is like 1 to 2 pounds per week. Okay, more than that, more than a pound or two a week, it'd be almost impossible to burn the fat. You're burning the muscle.
Mm.
Okay.
Hmm. So that's why people feel weak.
Sure. Right. Right. Okay. Now, a way to determine your ideal body weight And this is kind of just a baseline way to figure out how much you should weigh or how much you'd like to weigh. First of all, I'm just going to say that it doesn't take into account the proportion of body fat to body muscle. You know, there are some athletes who are maybe overweight or weigh more than what's recommended because they have more muscle, you know, which is heavier than fat. Okay. And also the other way around. There may be somebody who weighs less than what the charts say, but their percentage of fat is more than their muscle. So.
How about bone structure, too?
Right. That can make a big difference, too. But this is just kind of a fun way, or kind of a basic way. You have to have something to go by. You just can't say that everybody's okay, you know. So this is what we use. For women, allow 100 pounds for the first 5 feet, 0 inches, and then plus 5 pounds per inch above 5 feet. Okay, so I'm like 5 feet five, so I'd be 100 pounds plus a pound, 5 pounds per inch, and 5 feet five times 5 pounds. My ideal body weight is like 125. Okay,
so
and that's just kind of
5'5".
Okay. You need to lose a few. And for men, it's a little bit different, but the same idea. Start out at 106 pounds for 5 feet, and then add 6 pounds per inch above. And I have a calculator if anybody wants to figure it out.
We're somewhere around that, right?
This also depends on what, in addition to like your proportion of body fat to body muscle, your bone structure. The most important thing is your idea of what is my ideal weight. What do I feel best at?
You know,
it's
got to
be realistic. No, not really. Well, a lot of times what we do is ask, you know, when trying to determine a body weight for someone, ask them what they weighed when they were 20, when they graduated from college, when they got married. You know, and there's no reason why anyone, why just because of age you should have to increase. You know, your metabolism does decrease with age, but at the same time you should decrease your intake to allow for that. No. Age in itself should not.
In other words, you should
not
weigh the same as you did, even if you were out well. But what if you were too skinny when you were 100, when you were 21?
Well, right. If you were too thin, then it all it depends on what you think you should weigh. If you feel good at 160 pounds, and maybe by what we determined here, that's 10 pounds overweight, ignore this and go by what you feel is best for you.
Before
within
I,
reason.
Yeah, when I was young, I could eat anything and never gain any weight.
Right. Well, your metabolism is decreased and your lifestyle is probably different. And you have to allow for that. Right. So you have to use a combination of, you know, what the book says is your ideal weight, plus what you feel is practical and reasonable for you. Somewhere in between there. But just age in itself is not an excuse for saying, you know, now that I'm 10 pounds heavier, it's because I'm 10 years older. And that in itself is not justified.
No. Maybe I don't have an excuse anymore.
No, get on the stick. Now, for calorie level, another real simple way to determine calories, what's your ideal weight? For me, well, okay, we'll take me, 125. Put a zero behind it. And we'll call this
heavy.
That's a lot to weigh. I weigh a ton. For your basal calories. Okay, this is, like we said, what it takes to keep your body going when it's at rest. Now we have to add on for your activity. Okay, if you're very active, add about 40%. If you're moderately active, 30. And if you're what we'll call sedentary, where you just sit around most of the time, about 20%. Okay. So we'll take me, let's just pretend I'm at 30. 1250 times 30. Okay. Add 375 calories onto my 1250. Okay, I would need about 1,600 calories per day. Okay. That's a way to determine. Okay. There are other ways too that are a little more complicated, but that this is kind of an easy one to remember. Use your ideal body weight, add a zero, okay, and then add on for your exercise. Okay.
I'm gonna do this, I'm about 15 pounds.
Oh, the awful truth, huh?
Don't
touch the
bird.
It's
a
25 bird.
Okay, as far as weight loss, I think there's two parts to weight loss, the physical and the mental. And they're both, I think, equally as important and essential. The physical part is the diet and the exercise, okay? The mental part is also very, very important. And when we talk about the mental part, two things come to mind, and I will write them down. Okay, the first one, we're gonna stay, I'll put here practical and lifetime, and also the other one is moderation. If you're thinking of, if you're serious about losing weight, it's got to be practical, it's got to fit into your lifestyle, and it's not something that you want to do for 2 months, a week. My class reunion is in 6 weeks, so I'm going to lose 20 pounds. You know, it's good to set goals, but it's got to be something like, I'm going to learn to eat less desserts, period. You know, it can't be, it's not something where you can see an end to it and say, I'm going to forget it after 2 months and then I'll be fine.
Cut out the snack bar.
Take the ice cream out of the snack bar. Right, so it's got to be practical and it's got to be for a lifetime. Moderation, these two really tie in together. It's very impractical and it's unreasonable for anyone to tell anyone or to tell yourself, I can never have a piece of chocolate cake again. I cannot, I'm going to deny myself chocolate chip cookies forever. You know, you can have a chocolate chip cookie.
It's just one.
If you have one, maybe two, once in a while. You don't want to go out and eat one dozen three times a day. You know, and if you think about that in just in regards to other parts of life, you know, I'd really like to have a Corvette, but I don't have $18,000 to spend on it, so I'll buy a Vega. You know, the same with the calories. I'd love to eat a whole chocolate cake. I'd love to eat, you know, a dozen chocolate chip cookies, but I can't afford to spend that many calories on that. So I'll have to settle for one. You know, moderation is the key. You can have some of it, but not necessarily all you want. And don't feel guilty for having one piece sometimes. Have it, enjoy it, you know, and just consider your whole day's intake. Just be aware of what you're eating, you know, all the time. And also your exercise. You know, if you want to eat three servings per meal, you're going to have to go work it off if you want to maintain your weight. You know, it's just that balance, intake to output. Whatever you want, you know, you're going to have to pay for it or account for it. So really just be aware. Okay, the ways to cut back. I'm going to give you some tips on, as far as your food, some ways to cut back. In the meat group, fixing food is very, very important. Your preparation. Broil, bake, roast. Try to get away from frying or adding fat or coatings. What you're trying to get away from, barbecued, right, that's kind of a bad one too. What you're trying to get away from is the fat, okay, because fat adds a lot of calories.
Barbecuing is just like baking, it gets rid of the fat.
Well, oh, okay, on the barbecue.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant add like barbecue sauce.
No, barbecue it.
Okay, on the barbecue, right, on the grill, as long as you're dripping, getting rid of the fat, you know, if it drips through your grill or your grate, and get rid of it, you know, you're saving a lot of calories there. Same with like the skin on the chicken. That contains the fat, which is the calories. Just the meat of the chicken.
You know what they're saying about barbecue steak, don't you? They claim that's cause of cancer.
Cancer too.
They claim everything causes cancer.
It's hard, really. You just have to wait for a justification on some claims. You know?
Anything in excess.
So watch out for like deep fat frying. You know, you're dipping a piece of meat in a huge tub of oil, you know, and it's going to absorb some of it. And you're adding a lot of calories.
Like French fries.
Potato chips. Anything that's deep fat fried or fried. You know, cut out that fat and you've cut out a lot of calories. Same with the milk. We talked about like the skim compared to the whole.
Do they both have the same calcium?
Well, no, because the skim will have a little bit more. Because if you just compare the room in a cup of milk, there's only so much room for so much calcium. The fat is taking up some of the room in the glass of whole milk. Hmm. The skim has got more room. So you're getting more nutrients per cup. You know. Hmm. It probably is just a very little amount. But basically they would be the same amount. And also, in the milk group, like the cheeses, like hard cheeses like cheddar, are very high in fat. Very high in fat. That's probably why they taste so good. They're high in fat. Fat adds a lot of flavor. So it's not saying you can't ever have hard cheese, but just be aware that when you do have that, you're adding a lot of fat to your diet, which is a lot of calories. Fruit, the best kind would be like fresh or canned in water or in its own juice. Okay, the kind that's canned in heavy syrup is adding just a ton of sugar. A lot of calories. And also some dried fruits can be higher in sugar too. Okay, vegetables in themselves are very low calorie. Canned, fresh, frozen. Okay, when you get into trouble is when you add like your cream sauces, your cheese sauces, butter, deep fat fried, that kind of thing. Same with the starches. They're a good source of energy, but like we mentioned, the French fries and hash browns, they've had a lot of fat added. And it's like the butter you put on the potato or the sour cream kind of accounts for the calories in what you might hear about potatoes. Okay, because like one big potato could be compared to a slice of bread, a potato about this big. It's a starch.
Are the nutrients in the potatoes in the starch or in the skin?
Different parts in each. Okay. Like the starch would be in the potato part, the white. Okay, the outside would have some vitamins and also would be the fiber in the potato. It's kind of like if you think of a kernel of wheat, like the outside crust has different things than the inside.
The skin would not be digestible.
Parts of the skin. You can't just say the skin, like the skin of a potato is not digested because it can be broken down somewhat. But
not as easily as the center part.
Right. The center part is totally digested, the part of the skin. Same with like the skin on fruits and other, like the skin on the apple, you know, or other vegetables too. That's got the fiber. Nuts also has some fiber. Fats. They are okay to add in certain amounts for flavor, or if you want to cook in them, just account for the calories that they're adding. Where like one pat of margarine or butter will have about 45 calories, which is the same as like one piece of fruit, like one apple, one orange, something like that. We talked about the other group, okay, and that's to be saved for when you need extra calories, after you've accounted for the basic four. Don't use the other group to take the place of the foods you need. Okay. Exercise, like we said, encourages the burning of the fat instead of using muscle for your energy. And also I read earlier this fall that if you exercise early in the morning, like you get up and do your exercise right away, it'll increase your metabolic rate or the calories that you'll burn all day long.